Iranian believers undergo training in secret for the house church movement. Christians are preparing for Olympic outreach, and young people unite for a shockwave of prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iran, where nuclear tensions are affecting international goodwill. That's the backdrop for InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst, who recently trained a group of Iranian house church leaders. At a time when the West is putting pressure on the Iranian government, the risk of ministry is especially high for them.
If it were known that these people were meeting with a couple of American pastors for training, it wouldn't matter if the training were, as it was, entirely based on scripture and related to spiritual doctrinal things. Assumptions would be made that there was something else going on, and they would be persecuted for it.
Van Bronckhorst says biblical training is especially important because it reveals a healthy growth.
The church is alive and well in Iran. It's doing better in Iran than perhaps some other Muslim countries. We just sort of saw the tip of the iceberg in terms of the network of house churches that we were able to work with here. There are many others. Nobody knows for sure how many.
Next, the Olympic Games in Torino, Italy, are less than 3 weeks away, and Christians around the world are gearing up for ministry. People from many different nations will be there, making it the perfect place for outreach. Operation Mobilization is just one organization planning to attend. Martin Bateman heads up OM's SportsLink Ministry.
We're linking together with churches and other Christian organizations. And the main emphases of the outreaches are going to be serving the people of sport and reaching out through literature and video materials to the visitors and the athletes that are going to be there.
Bateman says OM can be very effective, especially since they work in 100 nations.
When we go to an event like this, we can bring in volunteer workers coming from all sorts of nations. If you've got different nationalities there, then you've got a chance to be able to share with the different nationalities that are going to be there at the Olympics.
OM hopes this is a springboard for more evangelism by the Italian Evangelical Church. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the wake of the Tamil Nadu flooding in India, an Audio Scripture Ministries partner reports that most of the survivors now face poverty and unemployment. As a result, there's an openness to the gospel. Because many are illiterate, it's a perfect fit for Audio Scripture's Word Listening Kits. In fact, they've had requests for more than 3,000, but their partners only have 120 kits and need additional players. They're looking to raise $56,000 to pay for them. Next, while Mission Aviation Fellowship has been working in Indonesia for more than 40 years, there's still much work to be done. MAF's Dave Bachman.
There are a lot of remote peoples yet, and people that are largely forgotten, and there's a huge need for air transportation because the infrastructure just has not been developed. It's such a rugged country.
MAF is now assisting national Christians as they continue church planning work in Borneo. The great thing is the government is funding flights to a new MAF airstrip they opened to help the Punan people.
That's wonderful because the hunters and gatherers don't have a lot of cash. It doesn't require large amounts of subsidy from donated funds from the outside. It also gives us an opportunity as believers to show with our lives and our actions and our words what it looks like to be a Christian.
And the youth outreach of Open Doors International is gearing up for a shockwave. It's a 72-hour prayer event for youth that will take place March 3rd through the 5th, online and at prayer meetings around the world. The fifth annual shockwave kicks off in New Zealand and works its way across the time zones, literally covering the entire world. Last year, thousands of young people from 19 nations were involved. The goal is to raise awareness about the suffering of brothers and sisters in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering church bulletin inserts each month featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.